my next guest, when I was told I'll be interviewing Wayne Knox, General Manager from Te Matapihi Housing, I thought to myself, well, there's only one Wayne Knox that I know, it's been a long time, Wayne. Tēnā koe. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good. And you're with Te Aho Tahuhu?
Yeah, well, Te Aho Tahuhu is a series of webinars that we're hosting in partnership with Te Tuapapa Kura Kāinga.
Oh, kia ora, Te Matapihi.
Promote the, yes.
Yes. Right. And we wanted to take this opportunity to have a kōrero with you this evening about it, and I also understand Malo Ayu's on the line as well.
Ka pai.
Kia ora. Can you hear me, Malo?
Hi,
ka pai, ka pai. So it's great to have you both here and being able to talk to us about this significant project, eh? But first of all, just give us a little bit of a background on Te Matapihi, please, Wayne.
Well, Te Matapihi was around about 10 years old now. We arose from the first Māori Housing Conference, which was held in Rotorua. And really, in response to a need to have a national platform for advocating for Māori housing issues. At that time, we were already in the thick of a crisis, housing crisis for our whānau, and that crisis really has just continued to worsen. Mm. And that's really our role, is to provide a national platform to elevate our Māori housing issues and to support any of our iwi, hapū, marae, ahu whenua, or Māori housing providers, whether that's to navigate some of the complexities, share information, support their development, and really just empower them to provide Māori-led housing solutions to our whānau.
Kia ora. Because it's become a very complex issue, hasn't it? Like, I remember back in the day, my parents' day, they took out a loan with Māori Affairs. It was at 2% or something ridiculous like that. They just paid off their mortgage as they went along. And that's, at that time, that's what got Māori into their own homes. And successive, over years, those sorts of schemes have gone out the window. And that's been worn down by different governments of the day. And here we are now, 30, 40, 50 years later, we're here where we have to sort of have platforms like this to get the word out to our whānau, to encourage them to look at owning their own home. But I think things have become more and more desperate as time has gone along.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. One of the really concerning that has been clear for a number of years now is around declining Māori home ownership. And, it's not just the decline of home ownership, it's the increasing numbers of our whānau who have no other option except for public housing.
Mm.
And whilst, there's nothing wrong with that option, there's been some really significant underinvestment by successive governments over the last probably couple of decades in housing.
Mm.
So that's really contributed to where we are today with our housing crisis.
Yes.
And it's great to see that the current government has, realised the need for investment and have also invested significantly in Māori-led housing solutions.
Definitely. Because my producer and I, Huck and I, were just talking about the average price of a house in Tāmaki Makaurau. We're talking over $1 million here, and that's just out of reach for not just Māori, but I'd say a lot of people. Would you agree with that, Wayne?
Absolutely. Mm. I mean, my heart goes out to any whānau who's wanting to buy a house, and a lot of the mahi that we've done over the last few years, we've heard strongly that home ownership is just a dream that's becoming out of reach for many whānau, not just Māori, but particularly Māori who, on every metric, it's just so clear the disparity.
Mm. Mm. And after Te Matapihi has been, like, I'm really surprised, 10 years, gosh, where did those years go?
Yeah.
What do you think you've achieved in that time?
Well, you know, some of our recent advocacy, when the Labor government came into power back in 2017, was it? You know, we put a few kaupapa on the table of ministers.
Mm.
And, you know, those were things like the need to firstly put in place a Māori housing minister or associate minister, and we've seen that now being put in place by the current government to great effect. And the leadership of Nanaia Mahuta and now Pini Hinare has been very significant in this space. And it's not just Te Matapihi advocacy. Really, we've just heard the message from our whānau and tried to elevate that and magnify it.
Mm.
You know, the big message, of course, is around dedicated investment in Māori housing. And again, we've just echoed the message that we've heard from our people. And now, you know, we've had the most significant investment in Māori housing that we've seen for decades. You know, we've got $730 million over 4 years.
Mm.
And whilst we need that level of investment to continue, it's a really positive signal.
Yeah, it's a good start, really, isn't it, eh?
But, yeah, it's a good start.
Kia ora. I just want to turn to Malo now to talk about Te Aho Tāhuhu, Malo. Can you give us a bit of a background on that, please?
So it's a collaboration between Te Tua Papakura Kāinga and Te Matapihi, where we are producing about 10 webinar series, and it's focused on helping providers and whānau to successfully engage in Progressive Home Ownership Fund and to aid them on their journey towards home ownership. The webinars will give insights directly from funders, housing and finance experts, so that more providers and whānau can access the PHO fund. We've had two webinars so far. We had one yesterday that had, on Monday. We had about 180 registrations on that, and that focused on the three pathways for progressive home ownership, which is the provider pathway, Te Au Takitaki, the iwi and Māori pathway, and the government pathway, which is first home partner, which is delivered through kāinga order. We had a second webinar today, which focused on the products that the providers can use when they're partnering with their whānau. So, for instance, shared equity, rent to buy or leasehold. Mm. And we had about 120 people registered for that webinar today. So really it's a collaboration between Te Tua Papakura Kāinga and Te Matapihi on trying to get the message out about progressive home ownership, not just to the whānau themselves, but also to the providers that Te Tua Papakura Kāinga need to work with in order to get PHO to be successful.
And are we, look, 180 registrations, that sounds fantastic to me, Malo, but obviously you want the word to go further, don't you? You want as many people to be involved and be part of these webinars as much as possible.
Yeah. So we have still got a number of about, I think, another 8 webinars to be held, and also, you know, we're calling for registrations all the time around our webinars, yeah. And, you know, those registrations can be found on Te Matapihi's website,
mm-hmm.
And just search for Te Aho Tāhuhu, and you'll be able to register the whānau for these webinars.
Yeah.
So it's not just aimed at providers, but, you know, there is some information there for the whānau themselves.
Yeah, I'm just looking at your next episode, the first home partner pathways for aspiring homeowners who just need help with a deposit. You know, I mean, that's especially, you know, what banks are wanting for deposits at the moment. Some of it's just a little bit ludicrous, to be honest, and it's quite a lofty savings goal. But I guess what you're saying is that it can be done.
Yes. So the first home partner, which is the government pathway, which has been delivered by kāinga order, It's around the clients that can afford mortgage payments, but what we call they're constantly chasing the market in terms of saving a deposit, or families who can get a small deposit together but are not able to afford the ongoing costs of a mortgage.
Yeah.
So, you know, they go into partnership with for that pathway with Kāinga Ora around their home ownership.
Got you.
So it's a shared equity model around the Kāinga Ora pathway.
Got you, got you. I was just going to say
for the whānau, there is a lot of information on the Kāinga Ora website around first home partner, and I would encourage them to have a look at that and have a chat to Kāinga Ora.
Kia ora. Wayne, I was just going to say, in listening to Mālo too, it just seems that there are many ways that the pie can be cut up. I guess that's what I like about what Te Matapihi are promoting, are offering. Would I be right in saying that? Because our whānau live under very different, you know, one whānau is not like the next, and a lot of them live under different circumstances, have different means, have different ways of doing things. And I guess what's being offered here with Te Aho Tā Huhu is the opportunity to work with those, that level of complexity?
Absolutely. You know, progressive home ownership is a really important product to bring home ownership just a little bit closer. But it's not the only solution that's required. It's an important solution, but it's not the only one. That said, for those whānau who just need that little bit of extra afi, little bit of extra tautoko to get across the line, this is the product that can hopefully do that for you. If you aren't quite able to get there with a deposit, because the way progressive home ownership works, as Mālo was saying, with a shared equity approach, is effectively someone else, whether it's the government or whether it's one of the providers of the progressive home ownership product, will own part of your whare with you.
Yes.
And they will support you to make sure that you have the skills, the financial capability skills, to actually be able to maintain your mortgage payments. You know, that they get you ready for the home ownership pathway. I should point out though that that extra wraparound support is not actually provided through the Kāinga Ora pathway, through the first home partnership pathway. But so that particular pathway is more for those whānau who just can't quite get there with their deposit. So, as I said, it's an important option for those whānau who just need a little bit of afi. But that said, a lot of our whānau need more than just a little bit. But Māori and our Pacific Island whānau are actually, in terms of the policy for this scheme, are what's referred to as priority groupings. So, if you have any questions, I really encourage you to inquire. And so there'll be information, as Mālo said, on the Te Matapihi website, tematapihi.org.nz, and on Kāinga Ora, and probably on the HUD website, hud.govt.nz, if I'm correct there, Mālo. Google Progressive Home Ownership Scheme, and hopefully you'll be able to learn more about it. And we also want to put the message out as Mālo said, there's actually Te Au Taketake as a pathway specifically for Māori providers. So any providers out there who, and it would really help actually if you had houses that are already in the pipeline with whānau who potentially are already lined up, or if you're able to connect those whānau to those houses that you've got on the pipeline, This is a pathway that's really worth exploring. There are complexities to it. The financial mechanisms to actually deliver a progressive home ownership scheme, a product, requires you to, you know, to really have a strong proposal. You need to, because it's effectively you're entering into a loan relationship with
yes,
the government. So,
yes.
So you really need to have all your ducks in a row. Hence, why it's so important to provide the tools, and it's part of the kaupapa of Te Aho Tahuhu, is to give not just our whānau but also providers whether you're even a papakāinga potentially can apply for this fund, whether you're a whānau ora provider who's got some houses, whether you're a marae who might, you know, be planning some kaumātua flats for ownership, whether you are iwi who have got some houses that you're looking to develop for tribal members, I really encourage you to have a look.
Kia ora. Because Māori housing's changed a lot over the decades, eh, Wayne? It's, you know, again, going back to my parents' time, it was the three-bedroom, one bath on a quarter-acre section. You know, that's how it was, and everybody had one. But housing for Māori today is very different, and you've just sort of, you know, you've just told us some there, whether it's on a papakāinga, whether it's around your marae. So what I also get is that this kaupapa supports the way Māori are living here and now and into the future, eh?
Yeah, we need to, you know, especially our whānau living in those urban environments, we need to adapt and we need to, you know, create pathways that are going to, you know, enable home ownership, bring their dreams a little bit closer. But we also need to be addressing, you know, affordable rental.
Yeah.
We also need to be growing our papakāinga. Many of our whānau are heading home these days. You know, the urban life is not financially sustainable for many of our whānau, or there's just a draw to go back to the whenua. So, you know, as I say, we need to look at innovative ways to navigate the complexities, and but also, you know, to provide those Māori-led solutions, because those Māori-led solutions, you know, the whare at the end of the day is important, but it's the whānau that's within it, and it's the connections of their whānau to their community, to their, you know, to their hapū, to their iwi, to their whenua, and to their community that are equally as important, if not more so.
Oh, kia ora, Eho. That's a lovely place to leave our interview tonight, and I really encourage our whānau to get in touch. Te matapihi.org.nz. All the information's there. I've got it up on my screen at the moment. And please register for Te Aho Tahuhu. I think, Malo, you've got another 7 webinars to go, did you say? How many webinars you got to go?
8.
8, yeah, because you've had 2 today. You've had 2 to date, haven't you? Ka pai. But are they all held at the same time between 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m.?
I'm not too sure about that. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. But people go to the website, they can find that information out when they register.
I think they are held at that time, Ngaroi Mata.
Yeah, ka pai.
You know, just to note, if you can't make it, the webinars will be recorded.
And will
be on our website.
That was my next question.
So you can always access them.
Yeah, awesome.
The speakers that we have, you know, are a wide range, but boots in this field. So, you know, if you want to learn more, they're definitely the right people to be learning from.
Awesome. My friend Wayne, thank you so much for your time this evening. It's
so
pretty late now.
Voice,
it's lovely to hear your voice too, Eho. And fantastic, you're doing wonderful, wonderful work, because, you know, our whānau need it more so than ever before, really, when you think about poor